Good morning, and let's.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
As we study your word, would you help us to hear your voice?
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你让我们听到你的声音。
Help us to understand what you had to say to the church in the first century, but also what you say to us today.
求你帮助我们能够理解，真的是你在第一世纪对教会所说的话，也帮助今天的我们能理解你对教会所说的话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we began looking last time at the seven churches.
上次我们看了七个教会。
And I told you that the churches divide into three groups.
我讲这七个教会把它分成三组。
And I am taking them in a different order than they are in Revelation.
我跟在这个书上的顺序呢，是不一样的顺序。我讲的七个教会。
Last time we looked at three churches that have a mix of commendation and warning.
上次我们讲的这三个教会呢，他们是一个混合，就是既有称赞，也有批评，也有责备。
And I am focusing primarily in Revelation on the pictures of Jesus Christ in this book.
这次我讲启示录呢，我主要是集中来看主耶稣在启示录中的形象。
So the last time we met, we
所以上次课呢，我们看到了。
We saw that the picture of Jesus here is as the one who holds the stars in his hand and who walks among the churches, among the seven lampstands.
所以上次我们看到主耶稣的形象就是右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走。
This shows his care and his authority over the church.
就是看到他对教会的看顾和教会的权柄。
He is walking among them. He is watching out for them.
他在教会中间行走，他在看着他们，留意看着看着他们。
And then we looked at the church at Pergamum.
然后上次我们也看到了别加摩教会。
And we saw that the picture of Christ there is the one who has the sharp, two-edged sword.
我们看到在这个别加摩教会，主耶稣的形象就是有两刃利剑的。
And I told you that this kind of sword was the kind of sword that a Roman official carried.
这种两刃的利剑就是当时罗马的官员所佩戴的。
It represented the power of Rome.
它就是代表了罗马的权力。
And the Christians at Pergamum are afraid of the authority, the power of Rome.
在别加摩教会的基督徒呢，他们害怕罗马的权力，害怕罗马的这个利剑。
And John says, They are not the ones who have the ultimate power.
约翰告诉他们，这个罗马政府不是有那个最终权柄的。
Jesus Christ is the one who carries the two-edged sword.
主耶稣才是那位佩戴两刃利剑的。
I think in our day today, this is an important truth to understand.
对我们现今的时代，这是一个很重要的我们要抓住的真理。
And that is this.
那个真理就是。
Who do you fear?
你害怕谁？你惧怕谁？
Now I know I have met people who said, I am not afraid of anything.
我知道有人碰到有人说我什么都不怕。
I really didn't believe them.
但是我不相信他们的话。
Everybody has some things that we are afraid of.
我们每个人都有一些害怕的事情。
And the scripture understands that.
这个圣经也是了解这一点的。
And so part of the message of Scripture is make sure you're afraid of the right thing.
所以呢，圣经上经文教导我们就是要确定你能够惧怕这个正确的事情。
And make sure you have the right kind of fear.
就是你要有这个，就是这个对的，正确的这种害怕或者是敬畏。
Now, most people in our world, if we ask them, what are you afraid of?
如果你问我们今天世界的人说你害怕什么？
They would say, I'm afraid of, well, right now, COVID.
那现在我就说我害怕这个新冠病毒，这个疫情。
I'm afraid of the economy going bad.
我就害怕经济会不好。
I'm afraid of sickness and disease.
我害怕会生病。
The church in the first century would have said, I'm afraid of Rome.
那第一世纪的教会就说我们害怕罗马政府。
Many people right now would say, I'm afraid of Biden.
好多人会说我现在害怕拜登。
And 1 year ago, other people were saying, I'm afraid of Trump.
那一年以前有的人说我害怕川普。
All these things we are tempted to be afraid of.
所有这些事情都是大家所惧怕的。
John says to the church at Pergamum,
约翰对别加摩的教会说，
There's only one thing to be afraid of.
只有一件事情你需要惧怕。
Be afraid of Christ.
你就是要敬畏惧怕基督。
Now before you say that's not right, wait, I'll come back to that in a moment.
也许你说哦，惧怕耶稣，惧怕基督耶稣，这个不对。那我回头会再讲。
But he says, "Don't be afraid of Rome."
所以约翰就说不要惧怕罗马。
Don't be afraid of all these things.
不要惧怕这一切。
Christ is the one who holds the sword.
基督才是那位手握两刃利剑的。
So the first thing is, who should we be afraid of?
所以第一件事情要搞明白的就是我们要惧怕的是谁。
But then secondly is what kind of fear should we have?
第二种就是我们应该有怎么样的一种惧怕。
You see, there are two kinds of fear in the Bible.
圣经中有两种惧怕。
There is the fear that disables you.
一种那种惧怕呢就是让你好像都人都瘫了似的让你不能再行事，不能再动弹。
It puts you in a panic.
让你就是人惊慌。
You freeze.
你整个人就好像就僵到哪儿了。
This morning before class, I pulled up to see what the news headlines were.
然后呢，今天早晨上课之前，我说我看看新闻的这个头条都是什么，就看看那个题目。
New York Times.
然后《纽约时报》
Big headline
那个很大的一个大标题就是
In 10 years, global warming will be so bad there's nothing more we can do.
然后呢就说哎呀再过十年这个全球变暖会很糟糕我们什么也做不了。
Now I am not a scientist, so I have no answers.
我不是科学家所以我对这个没有答案。
But I read that headline.
但是我就读他那个标题。
And I thought,If there's nothing we can do, then it's hopeless.
如果什么都做不了，那就是很无望嘛，很绝望。
That is the kind of fear that says, oh, we're all going to die.
那种惧怕恐惧就是说，哎呀，我们都要死了。
That's the fear that the Christians in Pergamum had of Rome.
那就是别加摩教会对罗马政府的那种惧怕。
But when I say, and when John says, fear God, fear Christ.
但是当约翰说你敬畏神，敬畏基督的时候，惧怕神，惧怕基督的时候。
It's a different kind of fear.
那是一种不同的惧怕。
It is the fear of respect.
这种惧怕就是一种敬畏。
And the fear of trust.
是一种带着信任的，带着信靠的惧怕。
Now, we don't use the word fear that way now. So that's why maybe this to you, you will be surprised.
Chinese do have a very good translation for
good.
Fear God.
Perfect.
Yeah,
okay,
but yeah. 我们现在呢就是讲到这个英文的这个 fear 呢就说惧怕，但实际上它有一个不同的一个翻译，就是我说中文就是敬畏。
So Chinese is a better language for this than English.
所以他麦牧师说在这个翻译上的中文是更好的。
That's the idea in this passage.
所以他这个里边的讲到的这个惧怕就是敬畏的意思。
And here is the wonderful thing about this.
那这个敬畏的这个精彩之处就在于
In Exodus, we learn this.
在出埃及记我们看到
If we fear God in the right way,We don't have to be afraid of anything else.
就是如果我们是按照正确的方式来敬畏神，那我们就不会惧怕任何别的东西，是一种错误的方式，一种不正确的方式来惧怕任何东西。
And so instead of going through life with 20 different things that you are afraid of,
所以不是说你这个生活中有20多件或者更多的事情你天天害怕。
Life becomes simple.
你的生活就会很简单。
I fear God.
我敬畏神。
And because I fear him in the right way, I trust him to take care of everything else.
因为我有一种正确的方式来敬畏惧怕神，那我就可以信靠他。
The third picture of Christ that we saw last time was for the church at Thyatira.
第三个我们看到基督耶稣的形象呢就是在推拉教会中的信。
And it says he is the son of God.
他说他是神之子。
This is the only place that term is used in the book of Revelation.
在启示录中这是唯一一次用到神之子这个词。
And the picture, the eyes like fire, the feet like bronze, come from the book of Daniel.
他这个对主耶稣的形象的描述说眼目如火焰脚像光明铜这个形象来自于但以理书
And it shows Jesus as the judge
他显示了主耶稣就是这个审判者
Okay, so that was last week the three churches that we looked at
那是我们上一课所看到的三个教会、
Today I want to look at the two churches that everything John says is positive
那今天我们来看呢两个教会那约翰对他们的所描述的所说的都是称赞的话都是积极肯定的话。
Now, before I tell you about them, I should tell you something that is common to both of them.
在我告诉讲到这两个教会中间呢先讲这两个教会的共同之处。
Imagine that you lived in 90 AD.
Okay, 90
at the time of
okay,
Revelation.
讲你就设想一下，你是活在公元90年，就是这个启示录写作的年代。
And someone gave you a list of these seven churches.
那有人就给了你这个七个教会的清单，给一个列表。
And they said, which ones are the great churches?
那你问你说，你觉得哪个教会才是这个最伟大、最棒的教会？
You would have said, Ephesus is number one.
你肯定会说这以弗所教会肯定是排第一。
That is where Paul preached.
那个就是保罗传道的地方。
That is where Mary, the mother of Jesus, lived at the end of her life.
那也是主耶稣的母亲玛利亚她最后的晚年她余生就是在那个地方度过的。
That's a great church.
那是一个很伟大的教会。
You would have looked at this list and you would have said, the church at Laodicea, that's a great, great church.
然后你就会说，哦，再看看这个列表，说老底嘉教会肯定是一个很棒的教会。
They have lots of money.
他们很有钱。
God is blessing that church.
神在祝福那个教会。
Then if someone had asked you,
如果有人问你
What about the church at Smyrna and Philadelphia?
那四美纳教会跟菲拉铁菲教会呢
you would have said, ah, those are not really very special.
说那两个教会没啥特别之处。
Those are the two smallest churches of these seven.
那是这七个教会中最小的两个教会。
They have the least influence.
他们的影响力最小。
They don't really, they're not very important.
他们不重要。
So you would have been very, very surprised when you saw God's list.
所以呢，如果你看到神的列表的话，大概你会非常的吃惊。
Because at the very bottom would have been Laodicea.
因为呢，排倒数第一名的就是这个老底嘉教会。
In the middle would have been Ephesus.
在这个那个中间呢，排在中间呢是以弗所教会。
And at the very, very top would have been Smyrna and Philadelphia.
但是排在最前面两位呢，却是四美纳教会跟菲拉铁菲教会。
And you would have said, God, your list is upside down.
你可能会说，神啊，你这个列表的顺序都完全颠倒过来了。
Those churches are little.
那两个教会都好小的。
And God would have said,
神会说，
I measure by a different standard.
我是按照一个不同的标准来衡量的。
And so I want to look at his message to these two churches today.
所以我们今天来看他对这两个教会的信息。
Like the other cities that we've talked about, Smyrna had a temple, to the emperor.
然后就像别的地方的教会，那四美纳所在的四美纳城市呢，也有一个给这个皇帝的一个庙，一个寺庙。
It also had a very famous temple to the Greek god Zeus.
然后他也有一个宙斯神庙，就是给那个希腊主神的。
And then very important for this letter, there was a large Jewish population.
然后对这个在那边有一个很大的一个犹太的群体。
If you want to follow along in your Bibles, we're in Revelation 2, we're starting at verse 8.
我们现在看的是启示录第二章第八节。
The Jewish population was very strong in Smyrna.
在四美纳城的那边犹太人的人数很多。他的
And they became very much opposed to the Christians.
他们是很反对敌对基督徒的。
In fact, I have told you, I believe before about theBishop Polycarp, who was burned to death in Smyrna.
我以前讲过，我相信这个主教波吕甲，他就是在四美纳被烧死的。
This is the church he pastored.
他就是四美纳的牧师，四美纳教会的牧师。
So it's a small church.
所以它是一个小教会。
It's a persecuted church.
那是一个被逼迫的教会。
And I want you to see what Jesus, how he portrays himself to them.
就是主耶稣对这个教会的信里边，他是怎么来描绘自己的呢？
Verse 8, and that's what I've put on the PowerPoint.
这是这个幻灯片上所写的。
He is the first and the last.
我是首先的，也是末后的。
Now, if you go back to chapter 1, verse 8.
如果我们看第一章第八节。
We saw that God is the Alpha and Omega.
他说主神说我是阿拉法，我是俄梅伽。
First and last is the same idea.
所以呢，首先的末后的跟那个阿拉法、俄梅伽是同样的意思。
Beginning and end.
它是开始，它是结束。
Alpha and Omega is A and Z.
所以呢，它就相当于阿拉法跟俄梅伽，就相当于英文字母的 A， 还有英文字母最后一个字母 Z。
And so when he says Jesus is the first and the last, he is saying he is sovereign over history.
所以当主耶稣说他是首先的，是末后的，就表明他对人类的整个历史他是主宰的，他是有权柄的。
He is saying to them.Don't be afraid of these people who are persecuting you.
所以主耶稣对他们说，不要害怕那些逼迫你们的人。
I know that you are suffering.
我知道你在受苦。
But know that Jesus is sovereign over all of it.
但是要知道主耶稣是主宰一切的。
He is in control of the past.
他在掌管过去。
He is in control of the present.
他也在掌管现在。
He is in control of the future.
他也掌管未来。
He sees it all.
主耶稣他看到了从始至终所有的一切。
I am not a philosopher.
我不是哲学家。
So I cannot express this very well.
所以我没有把这个讲，没有办法讲得很清楚。
But I once took a class from a Christian philosopher.
我有一次呢，从一个基督徒的哲学家里面选课。
He described the concept of God's eternity like this.
他是这样来描述神的永恒的。
We live in time, he said.
他说我们是活在时间里。
And so we have past, present, future.
所以对我们来讲，我们是有过去、现在、未来。
And so for us, we are always waiting for the future.
所以对我们来讲，我们总是在等待未来。
What is going to happen?
那要发生什么事呢？
But he said, as eternal, God lives outside of time.
但是呢，作为永恒的主，他是活在时间之外的。
And so for him, there is no past, present, or future.
所以对神来讲，那是没有过去、现在、未来的。
There is only present.
对神来讲，永远都是现在，都是。
Now I am not smart enough to understand that.
我没有那么聪明可以理解他所讲的。
But I am smart enough to be encouraged by it.
但是虽然我不能理解，但是我够聪明，到时候我被他的话所鼓励，受鼓舞。
Because you see, I don't know what is going to happen in the next 12 months.
因为我不知道未来12个月会发生什么。
And so I am nervous.
所以我会紧张。
I don't know what is going to happen with COVID in the next 1 month.
我也不知道说对于这个新冠疫情呢，下一个月会发生什么情况。
And so it makes me nervous.
所以这也会让我紧张。
In the last 2 days, three of my friends have ended up in the hospital with COVID.
然后呢，在过去两天，我大概有三个朋友就是因为这个新冠的病毒呢，就进医院了。
And so I can become very, very frightened.
所以我可以就是变得很害怕，很惧怕。
Of the future.
我会应该是会对未，我可以变得对未来很惧怕。
But what this phrase first and last says to me.
但是这个首先的末后这句话对我说明什么呢?
For God.
就是对神来讲。
And for Christ.
就是对基督而言。
There is no past, present, and future.
是没有过去、现在、未来的。
It is all present.
所有一切都是现今，都是眼前。
For him, he already sees it all.
对神来讲，他已经看到了所有的一切。
Now, he's not going to tell me what it's going to be.
但是他不会来，他不会给我告诉我说未来会是怎么样。
Instead, he is going to say to me only this.
他仅仅会对我说，唯一要对我说的就是
You can trust me.
你可以来信靠我。
Now, I'll be honest, some days I want him to say, let me tell you what's going to happen.
我很坦诚地讲，有时候我会希望神告诉我说，让我告诉你未来会发生什么。
But he doesn't do that.
但是神没有这样做。
And let me tell you one reason I think he doesn't.
让我告诉你，我觉得神没有告诉我未来会发生什么的原因之一就是
As soon as I knew the answer of what's going to happen,
如果我一旦知道了未来会发生什么，知道这个答案
I would no longer trust him.
我就不会再信靠他。
Now I would trust my knowledge of what's going to happen.
那现在我就开始信任我知道未来会发生什么样的这样的一个知识。
He wants us to trust him.
神想要我们信任，信靠他。
I have come to greatly appreciate the words in the Sermon on the Mount.
我开始越来越就是感激神这个登山宝训。
Jesus says to his disciples,
主耶稣对他的门徒讲,
Don't be anxious about your life.
不要为你的生命担忧。
Don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what you're going to wear.
不要忧虑就是你们要吃什么穿什么喝什么。
The Gentiles worry about all those things. The unbelievers worry about all those things.
他说那些不信主的那些外邦人他们就为这些来忧虑。
Now, I used to hear preachers or teachers say this.
我过去曾经听到这个牧师或者讲道的人这样讲。
They would say, Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. Those things aren't important.
他们就说主耶稣在登山宝训讲不要忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么这些东西都不重要。
And that would bother me.
那个让我心里有点不安有点烦扰。
Because they are important.
因为这些东西的确是重要的。
You go a day without anything to drink, and you'll figure out that's important.
如果你一天都没有任何东西可以喝的话，你就会知道这个喝什么是很重要的。
And then I started to memorize the Sermon on the Mount.
然后后来我就开始背诵就是登山宝训。
And when I came to those verses, oh, it was a great encouragement.
然后当我背到这里的时候呢，就是我就对我来讲是很大的鼓励。
Because Jesus does not say those things are not important. Don't worry about it.
因为主耶稣没有说这些东西都不重要，所以不要去忧虑。
He says,
他是这么说的。
Don't be anxious. What will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear?
他说不要就是忧虑吃什么喝什么穿什么。
But listen to the rest of it.
但是你听后面的。
For your heavenly Father knows that you need these things.
因为你们所需要的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
So you seek His kingdom, and all the rest of that will be given to you.
所以呢，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
He doesn't say that the needs in our life are unimportant.
他没有说在我们生活中的这些需要都不重要。
In fact, he says they are important.
实际上他说这些东西是重要的。
But your heavenly Father already knows that.
但是你们的天父已经知道了。
Isn't that wonderful?
那是不是很好呢？很棒呢？
Maybe as you listen to class today, you are worried about your job.
也许你今天来上课，你就为你的工作担心。
My sister has been told that the owner of the house she rents is selling her house.
然后我的妹妹呢，她租的那个房东告诉她说，她要把那个房子给卖了。
They have to move by the end of August.
所以他们这个月底之前呢，必须要搬出去。
And they cannot find a house.
但他们也找不到另外一个房子。
She is worried.
所以她现在就很忧虑。
Maybe you are worried about sickness.
也许你是因为这个疾病忧虑担心。
The last few months, it seems everyone is fighting some kind of serious illness.
然后这过去几个月好像几乎好像每个人都在跟这个很严重的疾病在做斗争似的。
When Jesus says, I am the first and the last.
当主耶稣说我是首先的我是末后的。
Here's what he's saying.
那他说的就是。
Those things are important.
这些东西是重要的。
But here's what I want you to know.
但是我想你们知道，你们明白。
I already know those things.
我知道你们一切的需要，我也知道这一切事情。
And I'm going to take care of them.
我会来照料，我会来照看。
All you have to do is trust me.
你所有要做的就是信靠我，相信我。
You see, when my children were young,
当我的孩子们还小的时候,
I did not want them to lay awake at night thinking, I wonder if we will have any food tomorrow.
我可不想我的孩子半夜里睡觉前会想说，哎呀，明天有没有吃的。
I wanted them to trust my mom and dad are going to take care of what I need.
然后呢，我希望他们能够知道说，我可以相信我的父母可以会提供一切，照料一切。
Was food important to my children? Of course.
那食物对我的孩子是不是重要呢？当然很重要。
If you saw my son, you would say food was very important to him. He's big.
然后如果你看到我儿子，你就会知道那个食物对他吃很重要，因为他挺块头挺大的。But
they did not need to fear a lack of food.
但是他们不需要去担心，去害怕说没有吃的。They
needed to fear in the right way a respect for their father and mother.
他们需要有一种正确的惧怕，就是来敬畏爸爸妈妈。
And then we would provide what they needed.
我们会提供他们所需要的。
And so this name of Jesus, this title,
所以主耶稣的这个头衔，这个名称，
says to them, you don't have to fear all those things.
就是对四美纳教会的人说，你不需要害怕这一切。
I'm in charge.
我在掌管。
I've already seen it.
我已经看到了这一切。
Look at verse 10.
看第十节，二章。
Do not fear what you are about to suffer.
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。
He doesn't say you're not going to suffer.
他没有说你不会受苦。
In fact, he says, behold, listen. The devil is going to throw some of you into prison.
实际上他说，你听着，魔鬼，你们看着，魔鬼要把你们中间的几个人下在监里。
He's going to test you.
叫你们被试炼。
But then look at this.
但是你看下边。
For 10 days you will have tribulation.
你们必受患难十日。
Now in the Bible that phrase means for a short time.
在圣经中，这个意思就是一个短时间内你们会受患难。It
means there's a limit to how long it will last.
就是说这个患难的这个时间呢，会有一个限度的。Back
to my timeline that I'm trying to draw on my arm.
就是刚才我所讲的说这个时间表。The
first and the last has already seen. There's an end to it. It's 10 days.
然后呢，他以这个自称为首先的幕后的，他已经看到了这个未来，他知道最后这个是有个结束的时间。So
don't be afraid.
所以不要害怕。
Psalm 46 has this wonderful, wonderful promise.
诗篇46篇有个非常精彩的一个应许。
The psalmist is writing in a time of trouble.
诗篇的作者是在一个艰难困苦的时期写的这篇诗篇。
And he says, God is our refuge and our strength.
他说神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
A very present help in time of trouble.
是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
So because of this,
因为如此,
we will not fear.
我们也不害怕。
Though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved to the sea,
虽然地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心,
we will not fear.
我们也不害怕。
Why?
为什么?
Because God is our refuge.
因为神是我们的避难所。
And then at the end of that chapter,
在, 所以说你们要只休息,
and know that I am God.
要知道我是神。
And I know I've said this before, but I want to remind you.
我知道我以前讲过，但是我要再次提醒。
When he says be still, it is not a calm. It's okay, be quiet, like you say to a baby.
他说当神说你们要休息，这个不是一个好像你对一个婴孩说，哦，你安静下来，不要喊。
It is a military command.
那是一个军队的命令。
It is a captain who says to the soldier, stop!
他是一个就是一个队长对那个士兵说停下来。
Don't move.
不要再动。
Right in front of you is a landmine. Don't move.
就是你前面就有一条线说不要动。
God gives this command to us.
神给我们这条命令。
Be still.
你们要安静，要休息。
Know that I am God.
要知道我是神。
Last week.
上个星期。
I had a day where I started to just very much the many things in our world and things in our family began to feel just pressure.
就是有一天呢，我感觉到好像不管是说这个世界上外在的，还是我的家里的这些发生的，好像感到很大的压力。
But I had been studying for this Sunday school lesson on Revelation 2.
但是呢，我也在那时候，我也正在准备今天的课。
He is first and last.
他是首先的，也是末后的。
And one day last week.
然后就上个星期的那一天。
I said, all I can do today, God, is be still.
然后我就做我所有能做的，神说要安静。
I'm not going to try to figure it out.
我就不会说想去想找出来这个到底是怎么回事。
I'm not going to read any news.
我也不去再去看什么新闻。
And for that day, I'm not even going to ask God for any answers.
然后那一天呢，我决定也不会说像去神求问任何的答案。
I'm just going to stop.
就是停下来。
And I'm going to remember He is God.
我要纪念，要记住他是神。
He is first and last.
他是首先的。他是幕后的。
And so I can trust him.
所以我可以信靠他。
Now there's one more title though in this verse that I have to show you.
在这句里边还有一个主耶稣的头衔名称。
Because you might go away and you might say,
你也许就上完课你就会说,
Pastor McElwain said, be still and know he is God.
你说哦，麦牧师说了，你要休息，要安静，知道他是神。
He is going to take care of everything.
他会照料所有的一切。
And nothing bad will happen.
所以任何糟糕的事情都不会发生。
I did not say that.
我没有这样说。
Listen to the rest of Revelation 2 verse 10.
请你继续的听启示录二章十节的后半部分。
Do not fear what you are about to suffer.
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。
That sounds good.
那听起来很好，是不是？
But then, behold, the devil is going to throw some of you in prison.
后面就说，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里。
That's bad.
那个挺糟糕的。
You'll be tested for 10 days.
然后你们要被试炼十日。
And you say, okay, good. It's just a short time.
然后你说，哦，还好，就是一个不，时间不长。
But then look at the next phrase.
你再看下一个，下一句。
Be faithful unto death.
你务要至死忠心。
And now your emotions go back down.
然后现在你的情绪哗的又降下来了。
He says some of them are going to die.
那主耶稣就说了，你们中间有些人会死的。
And here's what I want you to see.
那我想要大家明白的是，
Look at the PowerPoint.
请大家看这个幻灯片。
First, he is the first and the last. He is sovereign over it all.
首先，神是首先的，是幕后的，他是一切的主宰。
But secondly, he says he is the one who died and came to life.
但第二点，他说是死过又活的。
Jesus died and was raised again.
主耶稣是死了，然后又复活。
So look at verse 10.
所以请你再看第十节。
Be faithful unto death.
你要至死忠心。
You're going to die.
你会死的。
And I will give you the crown of life.
我就赐给你生命的冠冕。
He is the one who died and came to life.
他是那位死去又复活的。
And he says, if they kill you, I will bring you to life.
如果他们杀害了你，我会让你复活。
Because he conquered death, we have victory.
因为他战胜了死亡，我们也有得胜。
This is an incredibly encouraging picture of Jesus.
这是一个难以置信的，一个令人令人兴奋的，令人鼓励人的主耶稣的形象。
John says to them, "You can't lose."
约翰就对他们说：“你不会输的。”
If they put you in prison, God will let you free.
如果他们把你们下在监里，神会使你们得释放。
If they kill you, God will bring you to life.
如果他们杀害了你们，神会让你们复活。
He will give you eternal life. You can't lose.
神会给你永恒的生命，你从来不会失去什么。
He will give you a crown of life.
神会给你生命的冠冕。
The picture of a crown comes out of the Roman, like the Olympic Games.
这个冠冕的这个观念呢，来自于罗马，就有点像这个奥林匹克运动会。
The winners were given a laurel, a crown around their head.
然后呢，就是这个得胜者呢，他头上会给他一个冠冕。
That represented their victory.
就象征了他们的胜利。
I know I have spent a lot of time on this church today.
所以我知道我前面花了很多时间在讲士美纳教会。
But I want you to understand what John says to them.
所以我想要大家了解约翰对这个教会所讲的。
He does not say, and it's important that you understand what he doesn't say.
很重要的就是大家要明白他约翰没有说。
He doesn't say your sufferings aren't very important.
他没有说你们的患难，你们的苦难呢是不重要。
He doesn't say your troubles are not that bad.
他没有说你们所面临的这个难处呢没有那么糟糕。
Sometimes I've heard people say that and I think you just don't know.
然后我听了有时候有人这么讲，我就说你其实是不知道真实的情况。
I had a former student who has to have a surgery next week.
我有以前的一个学生呢，下个星期要做手术。
And he called and asked me to pray for him.
他就打电话给我，请我为他祷告。
And he said, the doctor said it's a minor surgery.
这个医生说呢，这是一个小手术。
He said, what does that mean, minor?
他说，那个小手术，这个小是什么意思呢？
And I said, minor means it's happening to you, not me.
那个医生说这个小手术，这个小就是那是给你做手术，而不是给我医生本人做手术。
The message of Revelation is not that our troubles are minor.
这个启示录给四美纳教会的信息，不是说我们所面临的那个患难难处是很小的。
He says, yes, they are real.
他是说你的这个苦难是真实的。
But you don't have to be afraid.
但是你不需要害怕。
Because Christ is the first and the last. He is sovereign over it all.
因为基督是首先的，是末后的，他是一切的主宰。
He is the one who died and came to life.
他是那位死去又复活的。
Even if the worst comes and they kill you, he says, he will give you a crown of life.
即使是最糟糕的，他们杀害了你们，神会给你生命的冠冕。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
And then let me quickly go to the second church that I want to look at today.
很快的来看第二个教会，就是在第三章，腓拉铁腓教会。
Philadelphia.
就是腓拉铁腓教会。
This too was a small church.
这两个教会都是小教会。
It appeared to be weak.
他们看起来也很软弱。
In fact, he says in verse 8, I know that you have only a little power.
在第八节他甚至说我知道你只有一点力量。
No one looked at the church at Philadelphia and said, wow, they are strong.
没有一个人看着腓拉铁腓教会会说哇这个教会真是好强壮啊。
No, people looked at them and said, ha, they're nobody.
然后别人看着说这个是无足轻重没人知道的教会。
But he says, let me give you some encouragement.
但是神说让我给你一些鼓励。
Now again, when we're going to read the encouragement, we want to see who is giving it.
当我们读到这些鼓励的话，让我们来看谁讲了这些鼓励的话。
Who is Jesus in this message?
在这个信息里，主耶稣他的形象是什么样的？
I am the Holy One, the True One.
他说我是那圣洁真实的。
That means he is holy and he is faithful to his people.
就是他是圣洁的，他也是对他的子民是忠心的。
They can trust him.
就是他对他的子民是信实的，他的子民可以信靠他。
He is completely reliable.
他是完全的可以信靠可以依靠的。
And then he is the one who has the key of David.
然后说他是拿着大卫的钥匙。
Who opens and no one can shut.
开了就没有人能关。
Now let me explain what that means for these Christians.
那我来给你解释对基督徒来讲这个意味着什么。
In Philadelphia, there were Jewish people who were persecuting the Christians.
在腓拉铁腓教会有犹太人逼迫基督徒。
Rome had said to the Jews, "We will not persecute you."
罗马政府对犹太人说，我们不会逼迫你们。
And these Jewish people are saying to the Romans, "The Christians are not part of us."
然后犹太人就对罗马政府说，这基督徒不是我们的群体，不是我们其中的一员。
And so the Christians are being persecuted.
所以呢，基督徒就被逼迫。
The name or the title, the one who has the key of David.
这个头衔就是拿着大卫的钥匙的头衔。
He is the one who decides who is a true follower of God.
他决定说谁才是那位真正跟随神的那位。
The true Israel.
他是那位真正的。
You see in verse 9 he says, There are those who go to the synagogue, they say they are Jews, but they're not truly the people of God.
他说那些是去会堂的人，他们说他们是犹太人，但是不是犹太人。
I, Jesus, am the one.Who has the key to the kingdom?
我基督耶稣拿着大卫的钥匙才能够决定说谁可以进到国度里。
I am the one who will welcome you into the kingdom.
我是那位会欢迎你进到神的国度里的那位。
And so I want to jump down to verse 12 and I want you to see what he says will happen.
然后呢，我想跳到第十二节看他会未来会发生什么。
He is the one who is faithful.
他说对那个忠心的。
He is the one who has the key to the kingdom.
他是那位拿着神的国度的钥匙的。
And look at what he says.
然后看他怎么说。
If you will be faithful.
如果你 中心。
To the one who conquers, I will make him a pillar standing in the temple of God.
得胜了，我要叫他在我神的殿中做柱子。
He will never leave it.
他也必不再从那里出去。
He will always be at home in the temple in heaven.
他就是在天上神的家里，他永远是在是住在那里的。
And then I put three phrases in red because I want you to see this.
然后我把这三个词语呢画出来，是画成红色。
He says, "I'm going to write on you three things."
他说我会在你的柱子上，就在你身上呢写三个名字。
I'm going to give you a new name.
我会给你一个新名字。
Now, names in the olden times were important.
在旧约的时代呢，名字是很重要的。
And so I want you to realize what is happening here.
让我看，你们看这里发生了什么。
These people are being persecuted.
这些被逼迫的基督徒。
Their Jewish neighbors are saying, you are really not the people of God.
他们的犹太人的邻居就说，你们不是神的子民。
And Jesus says,
耶稣说,
I am going to give you, I'm going to write on you the name of my God.
我会在你们身上写明神的名。
When he writes on us the name of God, that means we become part of who God is.
然后当他把神的名字写在我们身上的时候，那就成表示我们成为神的一部分。
We now have his image on us.
我们现在有神的形象在我们身上。
People will look at us and say, they are God's people.
然后人们会看着我们说他们是神的百姓。
And then he says, I will write on you the name of the city of God, the New Jerusalem.
他也说我会把我神城的名字，就是耶路撒冷的名字写在你身上。
I know this is modern, not in John's day, but can you imagine a name tag?
我知道这个不是在约翰的时代，是我们现在，你可不可以想到有个名牌？
When we go to a conference, they give us a name tag.
当我们去参加一个会议的时候，他们会给我们一个名牌。
And someone comes up to you and they want to know who you are and they look at your name tag.
然后那个人靠近你，他想知道你是谁，他们就会看你的名牌。
John says, this is what your name tag is going to say.
这个约翰说，这就是你的名牌上面会写的，会说的。
It's going to say Bonnie.
他会说这个 Bonnie.
And then it's going to have the name, Child of God.
然后就有这个名字，就是神的孩子。
The name of my God.
是我神的名。
And then it's going to have resident.Of heaven.
然后就写天国的居民。
The name of the city of my God.
就是我神城的名。
And then my own, Jesus' own new name.
然后就是我自己的耶稣的新名。
And we don't know exactly what that means.
我们不知道这个我的新名这个是什么意思。
But it seems that perhaps...
看上去好像是
There is a name of God that will be revealed to us in heaven.
就是有在天上会有一个神的名字向我们显示。
I love this because each time in scripture that God reveals himself to his people, he gives them a name.
就是我很喜欢这个，因为每次神向我们显示他的时候都给显示出来一个新的名字。
When he walks with Adam and Eve, he tells them his name.
当他跟亚当夏娃同行的时候，他告诉他们他的名字。
When he appears to Moses at the burning bush, he says, My name is, I am that I am.
在神向在燃烧的荆棘里向摩西显现的时候，神说我的名字就是那个自由拥有的。
When the angel says that Jesus is going to be born as a baby, he says his name will be Emmanuel, God with us.
当天使向玛利亚显现说主耶稣会降生，他的名字就是以马内利，翻出来就是神与我们同在。
And in Revelation 19,
在启示录第十九章。
It says that when Jesus returns, he will have a name written on him that no one knows but himself.
就是当主耶稣再来的时候，他会有一个名字，就是就是又有写着的名字，除了他自己，没有人知道。
And it seems to me,
对我来讲，好像就是
that what Revelation 3 is saying,
启示录第三章在说。
When he returns, we will hear that name.
当他再来的时候，我们会听到他的名字。
A name that no one else knows.
是一个别人都不知道的名字。
And now it will be our name.
现在会成为我们的名字。
What is he saying to this church? Be faithful.
所以神对这个教会说什么？你们要忠心。
And I'm going to give you a name tag.
我会给你一个名牌。
A name tag that says you are the child of God.
一个名牌上写的你是神的孩子。
You are a citizen of the New Jerusalem.
你是新耶路撒冷的居民。
And you have my own new name.
你有我自己的新名。
Here is what I wanted you to go away with today.
所以今天我们上完课，我希望你离开的时候会知道。
Maybe you feel your church is small and unimportant.
也许你觉得你所在的教会又小又不重要。
Maybe you feel that you are small and unimportant.
也许你觉得你自己也不重要，也很微小。
Maybe you feel that the world around you, everything else is bigger than you.
也许你觉得你周围的世界每样事情都比你大。
These two churches say,
但是这两个教会告诉我们,
He is the first and the last.
他是那位首先的末后的。
He is the one who conquered death.
他是那位战胜征服死亡的。
He is the one who is holy and true.
他是那位圣洁真实的。
And he will welcome us into his city.
他会欢迎我们进到他的城里。
And so that should give us incredible confidence in difficult times.
所以那应该在我们处在艰难的环境里边给我们很大的这个信心跟确据。
Not to say that our troubles are unimportant. They are.
不是说我们的这些所遭遇的麻烦不重要，他们是很巨大，很重要。
Not to say that life is easy. It's not. It's difficult.
不是说生活就很容易，不是的，生活都很艰难。
But he is opening the door to the kingdom.
但是呢，他把到天国的这个国度的钥这个门打开了。
And no one can shut that door.
没有人可以关。
So be faithful.
所以忠心到底。
Don't be afraid.
不要惧怕。
Don't be discouraged.
不要灰心。
Now, next week we're going to look at the last churches.
下个星期我们看最后一组教会。
And they are the churches that have warnings.
这些教会就是只有警责备，只有警告。
They are the churches that Jesus is going to say, beware.
那个教会里面就是主耶稣说，你们要警醒。
And so next week we will finish with the message to those two churches.
所以下个星期我们来看对那个教会的信息。
Let's finish with prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, we live in a world that seems to be full of trouble.
主啊，我们现在所生活的世界好像充满了艰难，充满了麻烦。
And we live in a world that seems to despise your church as weak and unimportant.
我们所生活的世界就是轻视你的教会，认为你的教会里边是很软弱的，是不重要的。
And it's very easy for us to begin to see ourselves the way the world around us sees us.
我们就是很容易就用周围世界的眼光来看我们自己。
We can feel weak.
我们会感觉很软弱，很无力。
We can be frightened.
我们会感觉害怕。
Would you use your words to these two churches to encourage us this week?
主啊, 求你就是用你给这个两个教会的信息来这个星期来鼓励我们的心。
To know that you're in charge.
让我们知道你在掌管。
We can trust you.
我们可以信靠你。
We can live with confidence.
我们可以带着确信来生活。
Because you are the first and last.
因为你是首先的，是幕后的。
You are the one who has conquered death.
你是那位征服死亡，战胜死亡的。
You are the one who holds the key to the kingdom of heaven.
你是那位掌管去天堂钥匙的。
And so we can trust you.
所以我们可以信任你。
We can live with confidence.
我们可以带着确据来生活。
Help us to live with that confidence this week.
帮助我们带着那种信心，那种确据来这个星期来生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.